I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Following the explosion in Beirut, the Lebanese prime minister and his six-month-old government have stepped down. Now, this comes after Lebanese took to the streets to protest government corruption. Tom Adama of Heart for Lebanon says,
that's a lot of what the protests and the petitions are trying to say now is, listen, we've been yelling about this since October, that this is a corrupt country, and you might have fooled my grandfather and my father, but you're not fooling us. You all need to go.
France and the United Nations have organized millions of dollars in aid to Lebanon, and this help is desperately needed. Adama says 75% of the Lebanese population will need some kind of assistance to not starve to death before the end of the year. Heart for Lebanon is partnering with churches near the blast site to provide shelter for at least 800 families in the name of Jesus. Learn more at missionnews.org. And balloon launches from South Korea transport essential Bibles to persecuted North Korean believers. And they've been carried out for years with no challenge. According to Eric Foley of the Voice of the Martyrs Korea, they're not associated with South Korean officials in any way. It's about getting God's word to people who desperately need it. But right now, local journalists are burying that message beneath concerns of political tension.
We've worked to listen and try to respond to any concerns or questions that the government has raised, while at the same time recognizing that for Christians and for other religions and even other people in civil society, their understanding of peace extends beyond a political peace.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Have you ever wondered how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ? Well, this month, Transworld Radio is offering a free book called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.